We're visiting with Emporia High Head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, last Friday night, you played host to Topeka West. Unfortunately, you ended up on the short end of the scoreboard. But even though you didn't win the game, I thought your football team took a step forward. They were trailing late in the game and made a charge to get back into the ball game and had a chance to win it on a last-second play. Unfortunately, just didn't connect. But I thought your team maybe took a step forward on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, I think we definitely did. You know, obviously, we had our mistakes just like, every team does. But, the one big thing for me is they didn't quit. You know, like we talked after the game, it would have been really easy for them, down 14 points to just be like, yeah, we're done. But they didn't, and they fought back. And especially with 2 minutes to go in the game, you find yourself right back in it. And that's a nice thing. And I firmly feel like if, our players have that kind of fight, it's going to pay off. We don't know exactly when it's going to pay off, but it usually does sooner than later.
How big of a step forward did your quarterback, Cam Geitz, take on Friday night?
Oh, a massive step. We asked Cam to run the ball a little bit more, which we thought he did well. We asked him to throw the ball a little bit more. And, there, especially late, I don't know if you could throw it a lot better. I mean, he really was showing off some of the arm talent he has. Parker Leeds took a big step forward. I think he had 3 or 4 catches for like 150 yards, a couple touchdowns, and in a big spot too. So that's one of the biggest things I looked at. They were doing this in crunch time, and it really didn't seem like they were feeling the pressure or anything like that. They wanted to go out and make a play, and that's what they did.
We're visiting with Emporia High Head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. Then on the flip side of things, I know there's always going to be room for improvement, even if you would have won the game. But one area that I know that you guys are going to focus on is getting the defensive players getting themselves in maybe better position to make tackles.
Yeah, for sure. We did run by a couple. We still have some guys put up quite a few tackles. Unfortunately, when we really needed one occasionally, we did miss a few. So that's, you go back to week 1, we didn't miss nearly the number that we did in week 2. So I think that's going to be our defense's focus, making sure we run our feet through contact, wrapping up, and make sure we get those guys on the ground.
You have Topeka High coming up on Thursday, so a short week of preparation. So it's the focus, I guess, has to be a little sharper as this week goes along, but as far as Topeka High is concerned, what challenges might they offer your football team?
They've got quite a bit of athleticism like they, always do. And they've got a lot of size too. So that's, a couple things we've got to make sure we got to make sure we tackle well and play disciplined football. I think if we do those things, you're going to have a good chance of, taking on and beating just about anybody. If we can put a complete game together, like we did on defense week 1 and offense week 2, I think we could be pretty dangerous.
Coach Tuttle, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck this week. Have a good week of practice, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia High Head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and by Rebel Monuments on KVOE Live and Local.